Okay, right. Hi. This is the Fowler Hour. Well, is it though? Because right now, this is actually a recording I did with Bless a couple of weeks ago for some questions he had about me setting up my logo store. Now, as some of you may know, if you've been following me on social media, I've been in the process of setting up a logo store for all of the weekday warm-up logos I've made, which actually totals around over 100 different logos across abstract shapes and letter designs. Now, it's taken me a long time to set it up, and in the process has seemingly inspired a few other people to set up their own logo stores as well, which has then led to many questions being asked, including some questions that Bless had about what I do with it, how I set it up, and really trying to understand some of the issues or answer questions basically to help him build up the courage to set up his own store. Now, these questions reflect very similarly to the questions I've been receiving on social media. So I thought I'd record today's call that I had with Bless and then share it as a podcast as well. It's a little bit shorter than an hour, but hopefully it will answer all of the questions you might be having about setting up your own logo store or just selling digital products in general. I am no expert at this. This is all very new to me, and this is an experiment. I'm just seeing, and well, my goal for selling stuff online is to eventually make enough money to pay rent while I sleep. So the goal would be to pay rent and pay all my expenses like this so that I don't have to take on client work all the time. I can pick and choose what I want to do a little bit more, which I think is the ultimate goal for most people. You don't want to be making money working all the time. You want to be making money while you sleep. And hopefully that's what I'm going to be aiming for with this store. And with our chat with Bless today, it will be opening up more towards some of the questions of how I set it up, some of the problems potentially with it, and any of the concerns that you might be having around, well, should you really be doing it? How do I license it? How do I do this? How do I do that? So yeah, please do enjoy this call with Bless. And yeah, so if you have any questions, please feel free to hit me up on social media as well. Oh, actually, before we do that, yeah, no, we're not getting started just yet, because I got to talk to you a little bit about our sponsors for today's show, which are Logo Package Express, which is a plugin created by the Logo Package, and Skillshare. So let's start with Logo Package Express. You guys can get 20% off the whole plugin by going to the link in the description. That's 20% off the Logo Package Express plugin, which can help save you hundreds of hours exporting files for clients. Have you ever got to the end of a project and thought, actually, I really have no idea where to start with which files they might need or how to package them? Or the fact it's going to take you literally sometimes a whole day to package up all the files for every single logo and every single swatch version? Well, by using Logo Package Express, you can basically crush that time down from hours into minutes. With the logo store, for me, it saved me literally hundreds of hours, because if I was doing all of it manually, I probably would have completely burnt myself out and maybe broken my computer because of how long it was going to take. But by using Logo Package Express, I have personally saved myself hundreds and hundreds of dollars in terms of my time and also hours as well. So that's 20% off the Logo Package Express plugin for Adobe Illustrator, which you can check out in the first link in the description. Then secondly, we've got 2 free months of Skillshare available to all listeners as well. Now, this is honestly one of the best things I have ever been a part of, being part of the Skillshare affiliate program, because I know how good the Skillshare platform is. And you have 30,000 courses to pick from some of the world's best designers, business people, and creatives, not just in that way, but there's also courses about how to learn better, how to learn new skills faster, how to create a creative business, how to thrive under pressure, how to balance kind of even business terms or SEO as well. So anything that you're hoping to learn around your business, around setting up as a freelancer, around building a career for yourself, you can find that on Skillshare. And all listeners will be getting 2 free months of Skillshare by just signing up through the link in the description. That's 2 free months of Skillshare by going to skl.sh/cfowlerdesign. And right now, we're going to get on with the show with Bless, because I have a funny feeling that people might actually want to listen to this or just to hear about, because you're probably going to be asking things and questions that other people have been asking me anyway. Yeah. So there's every potential that there's some crossover that I could use in the future. So
perfect.
That's all going. I can send you the recording as well. If you should be able to do it anyway, actually, on your end.
But no, I think you will have to allow record for me.
Okay. Well, I will see if I can do that. Oh, not rename. No. Allow record. Okay. You should be able to do that now then.
Yep. Perfectly.
So,
fine.
Yeah. So we're talking, well, you wanted to ask me about the logo store that I've set up and have had multiple people ask me questions about this.
Yeah, absolutely.
So where did you want to start? What's on your brain?
Yeah, so I just wanted to know that obviously this is something that is not widely used by logo designers specifically. You know, it's more like templates and textures, and we see all these mockups and stuff like that. But coming up with this idea was, so I have heard of something like, I don't remember the name. There's a platform that sells logo design.
Is it Logo Ground? I've heard of Logo
Ground.
Yeah.
That one. Logoground.com. So I happened to jump on that few months back, but I checked their stuff and it's, you don't own a store there. It's more of like a platform and you just provide your stuff in there and they sell it sort of thing. So that didn't really kick. That's not what I was looking for. But when you started that out, I was like, yeah, that's perfectly what I was looking for. I mean, what I was thinking can be done sort of thing. So I even saw, so Dribbble Pro has this feature where you can, you know, sort of have a link to your store, but then you obviously have to have a store externally where you can link it to. So when you came up with that, that was amazing. So I would like to know, like, first of all, why did you think that you should sell your logos? And then how did you process why did you think that?
Okay, so I didn't originally think I would ever do this. So if I go back to 2017, 2018, mm-hmm. my mindset was very much the case of, which is the same for many people, which is if I make something or an unused concept for a client project, you're never going to use it. It's just going to sit in the archives. Maybe one day you could use it for another client project again. But more often than not, people, particularly at that time, were quite anti the idea of selling logos online. And my mindset was shared there. I had no interest in doing that. And the only places you could see logos being sold online were places like Fiverr or places like Logo Ground or Creative Market, where they were being sold for $50 or less, often $10 to $15. So a very small amount. So it was never something that appealed to me. But I then, over the last 6 months or so, so 2019 through 2020 now, had seen many videos and tweets. Particularly ones from people like Chris Doe being like, well, actually, all this stuff on your hard drive is potentially something you could sell as an asset, either templates you've made for documents. If you've made an invoice document, you could sell that for like $5 and people could just use that as for their freelance business. Anything like that you can template, you could put out and sell. And now that also applies to logo designs because both of us, yourself included, and I know many other people I know, we make projects for fun. We do things like 36 days of type. You do different challenges just to hone your skills and practice. So as I've been doing this weekday warm-up challenge, I had over 100 logos by the end of it.
Mm.
And I thought, well, what am I going to do with these? Because they could just sit on my hard drive and I could just whip them out whenever I have a client project that's kind of relevant. But other than that, that means I'd have to wait for clients to come along to do that. So the thinking behind it, Bless, was more so let's do something with these. So I the original thought was not to, how do I put this? It was not just a case of, well, I want to sell them. That's the thought process was originally. And obviously it kind of refined from there. But your comment about Logo Ground and how it's not your own store, that's something that I am quite big on. I like the idea of having my own shop, at least to start with, before putting it out onto other marketplaces. So you mentioned Logo Ground, but there's also things like Envato, Graphic River, which is owned by Envato. And then you've got things like Creative Market as well. Even Design Cuts, you could say, are all marketplaces. So a marketplace is somewhere that's basically defined as selling other people's products, but they provide the traffic. So the marketplace platforms will take a fairly significant cut of your earnings because they bring the traffic to the website. So whenever I use things like Design Cuts, the reason Design Cuts is able to get so many amazing discounts and provide things at amazing prices is because they bring the traffic, which then provides a quantity of sales, and obviously they take a cut from that as well. So I am not a massive fan of having my stuff on a marketplace to start with, especially when it was such an untested idea.
Absolutely.
And so I came across Creative Market and things like that, and I've used those stuff in the past, and I've just been like, meh, I know the fees they take are massive. So yeah. I wanted to set up my own store instead. I might put stuff on the marketplaces later, but for now, it's easier to keep track of it if it's all on one place.
Yeah. And so what is this with the... So I checked the store and you give two licenses. One is exclusive and one is non-exclusive. So something that came to my mind was a lot of people have very less knowledge about these licenses, to be honest, specifically in the Asian market. Because I am from India and I know the market here. I know the people here, the mentality here. And like 80% of the creatives here, they use cracked versions of Photoshop and Illustrator, whatever that comes like. Because licensing is still not a mainstream mentality right now at this point. So something that came to my mind, this was a concern. Let's say somebody buys the non-exclusive license, which is absolutely not for trademarking and stuff. And let's say they have bought that and somehow they are now using it as a trademarked symbol. So how would you, obviously you cannot go to every one of your buyers and, you know, tell them that this is not absolutely what you should be doing. This is prohibited. You didn't read the terms and conditions, but then again, there are people you would never reach out to. I mean, you would never know that they have did that. So what are your thoughts about that in the sense how valid it is to sell logos non-exclusively, hoping that the buyer will not use it as an exclusive item?
Okay, so I think that's a great question. And I think that we need to do a bit of a rewind on it first, just as you said, because if licensing is something that people aren't sure of, let's break that down first. So at the moment, this may change. This is, again, this is all an experiment at the moment. So right now, I offer two licenses, as Bless said. So I offer a non-exclusive license and an exclusive license. This is based on the research I've done of the marketplaces. So if you go to somewhere like Envato, to Graphic River, or to Envato Elements more specifically, you will find logos available on there on a non-exclusive license, which means that many people can purchase it, multiple businesses, multiple people, multiple brands, but they cannot trademark it because obviously multiple people own it. So the idea of the non-exclusive license is that it is cheaper, but you have limitations on it and what you can use it for. Whereas exclusive is typically considerably more expensive, and only you, the person who has purchased it, can use it. Now, there are other terms and stipulations in those licenses that I do include, but those are the major differences. I'll put links, if I do share this, I'll put links into any description of the templates and the terms I use, because I've open sourced those, so you can go and look at what I'm using. But those are the major differences between the two. So your question of, well, how can I stop somebody trademarking something? And at the moment, right now, it's because I'm not getting an incredible amount of traffic, it's not really a concern. Because I'm not getting thousands of sales, it's not really a concern. I can keep track of everything. Now, one of the things I do request is information about people who purchase things. So if you set up a Gumroad account or a store account, sometimes you will not be able to gather that much information. But one of the things about Gumroad is I can request very specific information from customers who want to purchase something. So I could just ask them to put their name and their credit card details in, but I don't. I actually ask them to include their full name. I ask them to include their business name. And I also, so their email, their full name, their business name, and their business website or social media handle. So I actually have a database of customer information that I'm not sharing publicly. I'm not going to be using it to advertise to them in any way, but I have I have this data to track where things go. So if I, for example, want to once every 6 months go and check and see what's going on, if I come across anything where someone is infringing on that prohibitively, obviously they're breaking that license term and I will request that they remove it immediately, et cetera, et cetera. But I also can go and, if I have to, absolutely have to, go and speak to a lawyer about a cease and desist or something like that. But the amount of investment required to get that type of document going to cease and desist someone is quite difficult. So you're right in terms of there is a little bit of a loophole here, and it does require a little bit of good faith from people to not go against those terms of the license. But again, right now this is still an experiment. So Jerome, I can never pronounce his name correctly.
Jeroen van Erden.
The logo designer from the Netherlands, who we've spoken quite a lot, and I really love what he does. He has just recently, based on what I've done, set up his own store, inspired by what I'm doing, and is selling things only on an exclusive license, which we've discussed back and forth, and that's just what he prefers, and that's totally fine. And he has a slightly different perspective on it, and it's perfectly fine to do one or the other. You don't have to do both. But I'm running with both right now to see whether there's an interest in those non-exclusive styles, more so than exclusive.
Got it.
The sales I've had up to this point have been purely exclusive. So people have, up to this point, just been purchasing the exclusive versions, which is totally fine. But at the same instance, just to wrap on your question, it would be difficult to keep track of everything, and it would be difficult to ensure that no one is breaking any licenses. Now, whether that means somewhere in my license terms, I need to add something along the lines of, particularly for the non-exclusive, which would be a case of, if you break these terms and do trademark a, or do attempt to trademark or successfully trademark a license you do not, a logo you do not have a full license to, then I don't know, maybe I could put a term in there that says you owe me $10,000 or something as damages.
Got it.
Or something ridiculous just to make it really, really make it a massive deterrent. Because it's not, if someone, let's say 10 people buy this non-exclusive design, and one of them tries to trademark it and then tries to crack down on everyone else using it, well, the 9 other people who have purchased it are my customers. So what do I tell them? Do I tell them that they no longer can use that design? And then how do I help them, or how do I make sure that they actually have options to get a design that is for them?
Yep.
Because then potentially it falls back on me to say, well, you know what, actually, Connor, you're going to have to just suck it up, I'm afraid, and help these people, which is, yes, that's worst case scenario. And in the case of something like that happening, it's probably more likely that it would be a case of, right, you've been the person to break the license, you can no longer use it, everyone else is going to be okay. That would be the preferred outcome. But you're right, there is every potential that it could go wrong, but right now I'm not overly concerned about it.
Yeah, got it. Yeah, this is something, obviously, as you mentioned, you still have, you know, track record of all your buyers. So that's perfectly fine, but this is something that came to my mind and I thought I would discuss this. So you mentioned that you have set up your store in Gumroad. How easy is the process? Do you require something like super, you know, deep information, or is it easy as it is? And what would you recommend, like putting up as the thumbnails or as the previews? Would you recommend, because I've seen people doing this with the mark itself, they add these logo types, your company name or your tagline goes here, that sort of thing. So obviously you have kept it super simple, and I also checked Jeroen's one. So you have approached the black and white version stuff. He has, obviously he's a master in gradients, so he's doing the gradient style. So that helps to obviously get the style that everybody has. But what would your recommendation be as when it comes to the thumbnails and stuff, and how easy was the process?
Okay, so let's start with the question about setting up the store.
Yeah.
I originally actually wanted to go with a different company instead of Gumroad. I believe they were called... was it Selfie? No, it was another one. It was called Payhip. PAYHIP.com. Which is a... it's similar to Gumroad, and it's actually a UK-based company. So the reason I was going to go with them is because it would have just meant when I was originally looking at it, there it's a London-based company, so and the fees they have are lower. The fee they have is ever so slightly lower, which I thought, well, if I'm only going to be selling a few of these at a time, try and reduce the amount of fees I'm paying is probably the wise thing to do. Unfortunately, with Payhip, what the issue was is that they don't allow variations or versions of one product. So for the logos that I'm selling, it meant that I could only sell one license or the other. So I'd have to have like two products with different licenses, even though it's the same logo, which would have been a nightmare because I'd end up with twice as many product listings as I needed. So I actually decided not to go with Payhip and actually go with Gumroad, suck up the slight percentage increase that I'd have to pay, which I think was something like 5-8% or something. So it was small, but obviously that's money that I'm not getting. But Gumroad does allow you to have variations of the same product. So when you set up a Gumroad account, it's quite easy, honestly. You set up a PayPal and or a Stripe payment system, and that's how you get paid. I don't know what it would be for yourself based in India, but I know they pay, they either pay in dollars and they pay directly to US, or they pay pounds for the UK because they have a Gumroad have a UK based payment system as well. So I actually don't have very many fees with it at all. But okay. I can't speak for yourself or places.
Yeah,
other places
I also have a Gumroad account and do the affiliate stuff. So I have added the PayPal to my account and it pays you in dollars. So that's how it works for me personally locally here.
Yeah. Okay. And so when setting up Gumroad, it was very easy to set up the account. Obviously, you want to go through and make sure your profile settings are right, make sure your payment stuff's right. And when that's all ready, you can start adding products. So, excuse me, you can add basically anything you want. They accept certain file types as raw, as like raw file types, or they'll accept .zip files. So I could, I believe, upload raw Illustrator or PDF files. You can upload PDFs, obviously, for eBooks. You can upload audio files and all that type of stuff. But when it came to logo and design type files, because I'd want to upload kind of a folder of files, so that would be your vector, your PSD, your PDF, your AI, your SVG, because I was uploading all of those, it didn't like that. So you'd have to zip everything down into a zip file and then do it. But that's okay. If you're using a plugin like Logo Package Express, then it bundles all those files together for you. And then you just have to zip it and put it, use like 7-zip to zip it into a folder. Mm. Or on Mac, you can just right-click it and zip it up, I believe, and then just upload it. So that's super easy. And then when it comes to the different pricing levels and how you create the different variations, when you upload the, when you create a new product, you basically fill in all the information, all the details. So I have the same details for every single logo. I just copy-pasted it. And then when you've made one, you can just duplicate it. So actually I can upload 10 different logos in 15 minutes because I can just duplicate everything. So it's very easy to do that. You're not having to do everything manually. But it allows you to create those descriptions, fill all that in. And then when it comes to the files, you actually upload all the potentially available files. So I upload both licenses and the logo files. And then I create variations of the product. So these variations, the first variation being non-exclusive, costs $75. And all I do is I click on it and I say, there is an unlimited quantity of this version. And I say, it needs to use the non-exclusive license and the logo package, the logo design files. Okay. And then for the exclusive version, what I do is I set that to, they actually say, How much additional money do you want to charge for this version? So at the moment, I'm selling exclusive logos for $250. So to achieve that, what I do is I put in an additional amount of $175, and it will automatically add that to the base price.
Okay.
And then with that particular variation, I select the slightly different files. So I select the exclusive license with the zip file. And it allows for very easy and quick changeovers between these products. It takes a few minutes. It probably took me 4 to 6 hours to get used to making these products and setting everything up correctly. But when it's set up, you can just duplicate it and it will just go. You can also do things like add tags to the product. So if you have lots of letter logos and then you have some abstract logos, you can tag them letter logo or abstract logo. And then when somebody's on your store, they can search through it more easily. You can also embed products in your website with direct HTML and CSS coding. So people don't even have to leave your website. They can just click it and purchase it there and then. And you can also do things like ask when someone purchases it, as I said, alluded to earlier, you can get more information from them. So you can add custom purchasing fields in there. Now, I'm starting out with just three, which is, as I said, four, full name, email, business name, and business website or social media handles, because I expect the vast majority of people I'll be working with or have as customers are going to be startup businesses. So I need to know where things are going or going to be going just to keep track of it. So some of those people will have a website domain that they've purchased and they're building it, or they'll have a social media handle which they're promoting. So in terms of setting up the store, it's actually quite quick and easy, but it's just making sure you have all those files prepared. Because for me, the thing that took the longest was making sure I have all the files prepared. Because as I said to you, and this is the difference between me and Jerome, for example, Jerome has something like, I'm sorry if I'm butchering his name. It makes me feel really bad because I have Dutch friends and I can never say their names. Very lucky that Lisa has a very easy name.
yeah.
But yeah, so with his store in particular, he has far fewer designs available. And these designs have already been fleshed out. They've already been fleshed out to make dribble posts, Instagram posts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, as he does with all of his stuff, making those mini style guides, which are really cool. But he has far fewer designs. So it made sense for him to upload more images and to have different ways of doing it.
Yep.
So on to your second question, which was the thumbnails and things like that. It's all down to your own preference. Some of the best-selling products on Gumroad have one thumbnail image. They don't have to have millions of thumbnail images. It doesn't have to be some massive gallery. Providing you're showing what is available or what you can do with this thing. So if you're selling Lightroom presets, then it needs to be showcasing maybe a before and after of what it looks like.
Yep.
And then alternatively, for logo designs, for me in particular right now, because the reason I'm able to sell them at the price I am, bless, is because I am spending less time on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if I invested as many hours as Jerome has into his designs and the product he is selling, then I would be more comfortable selling it at a higher rate. And obviously he's only selling exclusive, which obviously he bumps the price up a little bit for that too. So in terms of thumbnail images, I would say consistency is key. Just to make sure that if you have the logo, then if you want to add other versions of it or other colors or other text pieces, then do that, but make sure it's very clear what people are getting. So I make it very clear. You get the logo in black and white, the design files. So I showcase it in black and white, so people can see what they are getting. And I don't hide the fact that there's how minimal what I'm providing is, because that's the point of it. The point of it is that I can sell it at this price because of the minimal quality of it and because it is ready to go as is and you can use it straight out of the box. Mm-hmm. There's no barrier to entry here. There's no requirement for you to like the colors because you can do whatever you want with it.
Got it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So does that answer your question?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, that answers my question. And so you mentioned that you can have number of downloads for the variations, right? So,
yes. So
let's say that somebody buys an exclusive license, then obviously it will not be available for any other users. So that's how the number of downloads looks like.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, it's a bit tricky with that because this is a question I got and have got quite a lot, which is, well, what if somebody buys an exclusive license and then someone buys a non-exclusive, what do you do?
Yeah.
Or what if someone buys a non-exclusive and then somebody buys exclusive? So at the moment, it's me basically checking every day because I don't have the email notifications turned on because I don't want to be spammed by Gumroad. But I go in there once a day and I check to see what's happened or changed, if anything.
Yeah.
Which at the moment, things obviously are new, starting off fairly slow, and just kind of seeing how things tick over. So at the moment, it's a case of I'm manually checking it. So if I can set the, and I have set the exclusive version to have only one available. So at worst, what will happen is someone will buy an exclusive and then someone will buy the same non-exclusive and I'll have to refund the non-exclusive. That's the worst that can happen. Yeah, but the likelihood of anything like that, any of those overlaps happening is almost zero because I'm going in and if someone buys an exclusive version of the logo, then I take it down. Like it's completely removed from the store. It's just unpublished.
Got it.
So there's no requirement for it to be up any longer. Whereas if someone purchases a non-exclusive, all I need to do is go in and remove one of the variations. So there's one logo on my store at the moment, which is a letter D logo, and someone purchased a non-exclusive license to it. I just removed the option to buy exclusive. So it's not a case of when it's published, you have to leave it. You can actually go in, you can edit everything. You can change files around. You can add new files. So if I ever want to update these or expand on them, I can add new versions too.
That's great.
So all that Gumroad asks is that if you, let's say you are selling a book on Gumroad, and you write this in 2018 and you publish it online in 2018, maybe you have 1,000 people purchase this book. If you then write a 2020 version and want to leave it on the same listing but update the file, all that Gumroad asks is that you don't delete and you can't delete the previous version.
Okay.
You can add new files and limit who gets it. So if someone purchases it in 2020, they'll only get the 2020 version. They won't get the 2018 version. But for the previous customers, they need to have access to that older file. So there are some limitations there. So obviously you don't want to be just adding files willy-nilly to this. You don't want to be messing around and uploading things that you're not actually going to need or use. You have to be very careful with that. But Gumroad is very customer focused in that when someone has purchased something, they need access to it. And obviously that means that whoever buys a logo from me, they will always have a copy of it available from the link they've purchased in there. So in their library, they'll have access to it.
Yeah, but that makes sense, obviously, because they're providing the platform. So
yeah.
Maybe something a matter of concern for others, but then again, all you have to do is just put in your stuff and everything is carried away by them. So yeah, that makes sense. But yeah, I think it pretty much sums up everything. So the idea that I had for the store, I mean, I have up till now is something like having different products, and they will have their own license. So contrary to what you have is that you provide exclusive and non-exclusive in a single product. What my idea of the store was up to this point is I will have different products, obviously based on different prices, based on the type of license I'm providing. So it would be something like, so let's say that there's some sort of mark that I have made that looks like a flower or something. And it is more like an illustration or an icon than a logo itself.
Yeah.
So that can be used as a tattoo design. That can be used as decorative patterns if somebody wants to use it, some sort of that. So it's basically not focused, the non-exclusive would not be focused on businesses, but rather on personal use products. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's what I have ideated as.
Yep.
So obviously they will be priced lower and it will not be trademark or stuff. And then the other ones that have the exclusive license or the trademark license. There will be others, there will be separate products. So that's something that I have thought of. Let's see how that goes, because now I have the information by you. So I'll be exploring more on that. But thank you for sharing that. I think it pretty much clears all the doubts.
Yeah, well, for what you're thinking about, Bless, you might be worth looking into some illustration licensing, because what you're describing sounds to me like a personal use license. You want to make sure that you make it very clear that what you're providing is personal use only, and not for commercial use. So that an example of that, as you said, could be getting it done as a tattoo. You could say personal use on a personal website. You could, if you're selling icons, it could be personal use for making your own designs. But to block the commercial side of saying you cannot use this design to put on products and sell product, you cannot use it to as part of a bundle to sell with other things, etc. So just a general personal use license would probably cover that, if that's what you're thinking about doing.
Because that's a good add-on. We'll and take a look on that.
I think obviously if I share this and let other people just to so they know what we're doing and what I'm doing. I've also made and created some of those licenses myself for the logos. So those links, for say, will be in the description if I share this. So you can go and check out those licenses, because they're kind of a blend of a bunch of different licenses I found online. And I've just made it a Google Doc, so anyone can go in and check it out and just edit and copy and make their own version. So
yeah. That is great.
Yeah,
because it's really great, because that would be super convenient.
Yeah, well, on the Gumroad listing, I had to have a link to them anyway, because I couldn't put the whole license in the description for Gumroad. It would make it way too long. So I just listed the main differences and then made it very clear that you could read the rest online. So I'm like, well, I'm already publishing it, so I may as well just make it so everyone can have it.
That's great.
But I think it's kind of weird to me that so many people have sent me messages being like, hey, actually, I'm thinking about doing this too, or I've been wondering about this for a while, and now someone's doing it. And to hear that, obviously, now you're thinking about it, some other big people in the industry are thinking about it, I'm like, well, why has no one done this sooner?
You started, man. So that's the added bonus. So anybody who is now joining in will have your reference, obviously inspired by Connor. Follow.
I'm not the first person to do this, but it was more a case of, well,
yeah, obviously there are people doing this, but then again, to have a platform like Gumroad and then starting off with the sort of systematic manner that you have, that's a great thing. So obviously it's going to be a great inspiration for many.
I hope that obviously this is an experiment and things will change and grow. And I'm not committing to something like, well, there'll always be two licenses or there'll always be black and white. Like, I'm very much saying I'm going to change and see how this goes and update things and twist things around and see what happens. But I appreciate you coming on and asking questions and having a chat with me about it, because I'm getting the same questions over and over and over again about this.
I can imagine.
Just to kind of iron most of that out, because it's not that difficult. It just requires time to set it up. And if you're
people get a little anxious about, because it has not been done by a lot of people. So people fear of, you know, stuff going wrong, or am I taking it the right way? So I think that is something that people are very anxious about. And as you have done that and you mentioned that you got sales, so which again is a confirmation for people that these things work. And beginners and, you know, new designers who are coming up, those who have good number of creative designs out there, but maybe they don't have a platform, because obviously social media works, but it takes time. I'm not saying that this will not take time, but at the same point, having something as a store might help. So I think,
Yeah, and I think if you can spend a little bit of time even making one thing and putting that on a store, then that will potentially bring in income for you, even if it's only like an exclusive license that you're selling once, then there's always that potential that it will sell, providing you're talking about your store and you have links to it. There's some potential that someone will pick it up. And that's always the best bit of this, because the idea here is to make money when you sleep. So my goal with this logo store is to make enough money that I can pay rent.
Yeah.
Just off that.
Got it.
Yeah. Got so then at that point, everything becomes, I can take on whatever projects I want whenever I want. I don't have to be tied to doing client work all the time. Yeah, so that's the end goal, but obviously it takes time to get there.
Okay. Yeah, so I think that pretty much sums it all up and clears all the doubts that I had. And maybe if we share this, people, those who had doubts, and make it clear, and hopefully we can get it up and running.
Yeah, well, best of luck to set yours up, man. I think obviously take a look at some of the other platforms too, because depending on what you're wanting to do, you might find better fees or better options in different places. So there's, like, as I said, there's like PayHip. You mentioned Sellfy. Gumroad is the most common used one for sure. But obviously, depending on what you're using and what fees you're looking at, then you might be better off going somewhere else. And I may change my platform. I may go back to, if I get rid of two licenses and go back to using one, then I may move over to PayHip, for example, just because the fees are cheaper.
Yeah. Got it.
So it's always going to be ever evolving and ever changing. But yeah, as I said, hopefully that answers your questions and gives you a little bit more confidence. Yeah,
absolutely. So I'll be getting on that and we'll keep in touch about this thing. Yeah. Great.
Cool, mate.
All right.
Right. Well, I'm going to get back on with some work and finish up my writing for today. And
yes, please carry on. Really appreciate your time.
No worries, man. I will speak to you soon. Yeah.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Happy writing.
Cheers. Yeah, okay. So just while I've said bye to Bless and I'm still recording, for anyone who is interested in setting up their own logo store or is confused or has more questions, you can send me questions on Instagram at cfowlerdesign. I'm more than happy to help, but I hope this episode or this kind of in-between Fowler Hour episode has helped you squash any doubts about selling products. And I know we've been talking about selling logos here, but that's what Bless and I do. So you could also sell other digital products. I mean, I've been speaking to Michael, who runs the logo package and the plugin extension called Logo Package Express. And he also uses Gumroad and sells his products through there too. So don't be afraid to consider other options and different ways you could sell assets or templates or logos or whatever you want, because there will probably be people out there who are interested in what you do, but may not be able to afford your custom client services. Maybe it could be a template you sell to other designers or even something to other clients. Either way, I think it's a great opportunity that not many people are tapping into. And even if a million people suddenly set up a logo store, then your store will always be different because it will always be reflective of your own work. Now, I think it's tricky though, because it does take a lot of investment of time up front. And I didn't really allude to how long it's taken me, but it's taken me on and off about a month to do all of this. But I am talking about over 100 logos and I still haven't uploaded all of them. So it's a tricky one to consider how long it could take you to do. But if you're just starting small, I'd suggest starting with one thing, just try it out and see where it goes from there. But either way, I hope this has helped you. And don't forget to check down the sponsors in the description. Obviously, I put the logo license terms at the top of those links in the description. And then the next ones down are going to be your 20% discount for the Logo Package Express plugin, which can help you save literally hundreds of hours. It saved me hundreds of hours with the Gumroad project files, exporting logos into perfectly formed little folder systems with all the files you would need, either for selling it as a product or for selling it, handing them over to a client. And then also you can get 2 free months of Skillshare through that second link, which is skl.sh/cfowlerdesign. That gets you 2 free months of Skillshare, unlimited classes, 30,000 classes to choose from some of the industry's best in design and business as well. Now, all of those links, as I have always said, they're all affiliates. I get a little kickback if you sign up or purchase anything from those, which I have no shame in telling you about, because I think it's important to know that you're helping to support the show when you go through those links as well. So thank you very much for your support, and I hope you enjoy those two things, because, say, I would never recommend them if I didn't think they were any good. So thank you to the Logo Package, thank you to the Logo Package and their plugin Logo Package Express and Skillshare for those 2 free months for all of our listeners, which includes you. So thank you very much for listening to this episode. I know it's been a bit of more of a recorded call with Bless, but hopefully it will help you and bring you some value this week if you're thinking about setting up your own store. And I will be back with another episode, same time next week. Bye for now.